Colder temperatures will be moving into the Midwest as we move into the second half of this week. It'll stay fairly warm, though, today and tomorrow. The forecast temperatures will drop down to the point where we're below zero in the northwestern portions of the U.S. Midwest, especially as we get into Thursday morning. The cold air will likely give us a little taste of winter, something we haven't seen much of so far this season, but we are going to see a little bit of light snow precede the event, and that's also likely to contribute to the feeling that maybe we'll see a little bit more normal weather for a while. In the meantime, we've got a storm system that's passing off to our south here, and it will likely impact the region over the next day or two with some light rainfall occurring near and south of the Ohio River. The precipitation is not likely to reach very far into the Midwest, but we will likely encounter at least a little bit of precipitation. Much of this will occur tomorrow into Wednesday morning, and it will be immediately followed by the cold surge coming down from Canada. That cold surge will give us a strong northwesterly flow of air coming into the northern plains and the upper portions of the Midwest as we get into Tuesday afternoon, especially Tuesday night into Wednesday, and light snow and blowing snow will likely occur. The snowfall doesn't look all that impressive at the moment. There's not a tremendous amount of moisture there. But a dusting to a couple of inches of snow will fall in the upper parts of the Midwest. Maybe a little bit greater snow will likely occur from portions of Illinois into Michigan. In fact, I expect to see some significant lake effect snows to occur across the area of northwestern Indiana when those winds start blowing off of Lake Michigan. But that's probably the only area where we'll see heavy amounts of snow accumulation. The storm system will wrap up and pull on out of the Midwest as we get into Friday morning, and the coldest temperatures will settle in about that time. So Thursday morning will be coldest in the upper Midwest. Friday morning will be coldest in the lower eastern parts of the region. There's not much in the way of follow-up cold air coming in, but it will stay coolish across the region. We may see a little bit of a warm-up as we finish out the weekend coming up and moving into the early part of next week, with another surge of cooler air coming on shortly thereafter, so that we get to the middle part of next week and we'll probably be faced with the same kind of scenario being played out for a second time. There's very little risk of crop damaging conditions occurring in hard red winter wheat country, but with that said, a little caution is probably needed for the Wednesday and Thursday mornings as we bring some of that cold air into that particular part of the country. Looks like Thursday morning will probably be coldest. We'll expect the temperatures to fall near zero, most likely in the single digits across Nebraska. There'll be a little upslope snowfall that will precede the event that may bring a little dusting of snow to western Nebraska, a little bit more snow maybe in eastern Colorado and northwest Kansas. But I'm not totally convinced that we'll see good snow coverage with this event, so a little caution is necessary. I don't think those temperatures will be quite cold enough to be a real serious threat, but we need to watch the situation closely. Outside of that, we're going to turn quickly to South America now. Just want to make a couple of good notes for you. First of all, over the course of the weekend, the situation in Argentina was quite punishing. Temperatures were in the upper 90s to lower 100s as anticipated, and there was no significant precipitation. Some of Argentina's unirrigated crops in the portions of northwestern Buenos Aires and southeastern Cordoba and southwestern parts of Santa Fe, which is one of the most important corn and soybean production areas in the country, have not seen rain for quite some time, and the heat was only further punishing to the crops. Those crops that were reproducing have been seriously hurt of their production potential, and recovery may not be very likely, even though we've got rain coming up here over the next few days. Today into Wednesday will generate a half to 1.5 inches of rain with some local totals upwards to 3 inches. Every drop of that moisture will be very important, but not all of it will be able to benefit because some of these crops are so seriously hurt at this point. Follow-up rain doesn't look very good, and it should get very warm again this coming weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.